What is up, beautiful people, and welcome to episode 11 with Late with Nate. Now today it's going to be a bit of a touchy subject and a bit random as usual, but my hot topics for today are going to be racism and the bigger picture of the human race existence. Now, I know what you think, that's all going to kind of go together in the end, so hear me out. First and foremost, I want to say thank you all for the new people that are joining. I greatly appreciate it, and as always, let's get it popping. Now, first, I want to speak on racism. As most of us know, racism was created by humans. And what I mean by that is, we didn't wake up and hate each other. There was no higher being that came down and said, they are the enemy. You must defend yourself. You must destroy. No, we're all on the same planet. We all are born as babies. We all have a clear mind and a pure heart. It is only when we get older that we are corrupted and changed by the world and what it is and what it does to us. Some of us embrace the darkness. Some of us fight against it. That is the general battle and aspect of life. Which side are you going to choose? And it's more mental than physical. In my opinion, I feel like the physical aspect is really a distraction from the mental, meaning you're so busy focused on what I look like that you're not understanding that we're all on the same planet. We all have the same lifespan. In the sense, we all have the same genetic makeup. We're the same species. We're on the same planet. We're in the same universe. We look different, but our lives are the same. And yet, you're not focused on the fact that we're in the middle of space. There are so many unanswered questions of life and existence and identity and where we are and what we are and what we're doing and why we're here and why we live and why we die. But the distraction is racism. Focus on what I look like. Focus on what doesn't matter. And I don't know if I'm the only one, but does anybody feel like it's the same vicious cycle with a lot of people? We live, we struggle, we're alone, and we die. We live, we struggle, we're alone, and we die. Now, what I mean by that is, we live, meaning when we're young, should be popping, boobity 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 boop, we getting dick, we getting pussy. Then, life hits us, all these life lessons, something we learn, something we don't. Then it leaves us with challenges. Then, we're older, then we're wiser, but we're also bitter and closed off. A lot of us are alone at that point. Then we get old, and then we die. Doesn't anybody find something wrong with that? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about everybody. Most people, you know, we focus on, you know, having good families and a decent life. Whereas it's good and bad. I got you. I'm not talking about everybody. But for a lot of us, it seems to be like that. If you talk to a lot of older people or even people in their 50s and 60s or even their 40s for that matter, they are so bitter. They are so fuck love, fuck people, fuck life. I want to kill myself. I'm drinking and smoking. I'm out of here. I don't give a fuck. And I just really don't like living like that. I don't like that type of pain. I don't like that type of negativity. I've been through enough in my life. And the best thing I've learned is, honey, learn from your mistakes, but don't let them consume you. Because a lot of people do. And I just find something really wrong with that. I feel like our life is meant for more than this little vicious cycle of passive-aggressive behavior with ourselves and people around us. You know what I mean? I just feel like there's more to us than what we, all this negative stuff that we've created. What are in those pyramids? Because I know damn well that can tell us something about our life and our existence and why we're here and what this is. What are they doing in Area 51? Why are they burning and destroying history in third world countries? And hell, even here. Why are they trying to erase the past? Are they trying to bury the pain or bury the truth? Because it seems like both at this point. And honestly, I just feel like it's more to my life than living young and reckless and then living with my consequences, becoming old and bitter, and then dying alone. I think it's more to human life than that. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some people that have families and you happy and you're decent and you're good and you just grow old with somebody and you chilling, and that's fine. I bless you. I wish you nothing but the best. I'm glad that you found peace in your world and you're able to live in harmony. I just feel like there is more to existence than what we're doing. I feel like for a lot of people as humans, we understand that we are not everybody is, let's just face the facts, not everybody is as intelligent as others. Therefore, we're not going to be able to comprehend the highest possibility of things. You know, when a lot of people talk about life and existence and space, people just say, oh, don't worry about that. We so tiny compared to this planet. Let's just live our lives. And that's fine. I totally agree with that. Because ultimately, there's nothing else that we can do but live in the moment right now. And whatever that may be. So I totally understand that. That's pretty much inedible. I just want to find a place where we figure out who and what and where and how and everything in between of what we are. Like, what is all this? Like, people just be waking up and falling asleep and living and dying, and they don't even know what they are. And I know some people are like, oh, here we go with another dream or another person talking about conspiracy theories and this, that, and the third. I just feel like we have clues to tell us about our existence and who we are and what we are But we're too busy destroying the earth and destroying history that we don't know how to, like, three generations, three centuries from now, they're not gonna know anything of the truth from the 1900s. I guarantee you that for a fact, because I guarantee you the history books will be changed. Because even growing up, the history books were changed and stuff was adjusted and moved around. And I just feel like racism and negativity and separation and politics and division, I feel like all this stuff is just a really big distraction. Because life is bigger than us and our little lives and our little problems. You know what I mean? It's a bigger picture to this than worrying about, oh my God, the bank froze my card. They trying to repo my car. You not vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. This person's black. This person's white. This person's blue. This person's red. This person's liberal. Everything is a competition. But in the end, we're all gonna live and die the same. So what the fuck are we sitting here killing each other for when the inevitable is already gonna come for us all? And it don't matter what religion you are, it don't matter what the fuck you look like. So that's why I'm about my higher self. I'm about spiritual guidance. I'm about healing, because I want to know what's the bigger picture to all of this. Because I'm tired of hearing about crackers and niggas and this, that, and the third. Like, that shit get old. Even millennials of this generation that are in the entertainment industry don't want to do yesteryear slavery time movies and shows. We do not want to represent ourselves as the darkness and the negativity of yesteryear. Okay, it's been played out. We live it every day. We experience every day. Our ancestors, our grandparents, our parents, they tell us stories. They show us. We see it on the news. We know. Okay? We know that we're hated. And I'm not just talking about black folks. I'm talking about all minorities. Because at the end of the day, yes, this is America, the land of the free. But at the end of the day, the foundation of this country was based off a white supremacy nation. This was all about European descent taking over a continent. This had nothing to do with freedom, peace, and harmony. It was only when they brung everybody over here and there was a rebellion and revolutions that people were like, oh, hell nah, y'all got me fucked up. That people was like, okay, now we have to have some type of government and structure, and we have to have some type of fairness. But as we can clearly see, it still ain't equal. It's still not balanced. Which leads back to my point. There is more to the human existence than the pain that we have caused each other. Because when I look at people, I don't see the hatred and the pain that people want to project upon them. I see you as a person, and if you do something bad to me, then I will have a bad impression of you. It's an honest impression from experience, not me being ignorant. You know what I mean? I feel like a lot of this racism is just passed on ignorance because that person hated, so now you hate it, and because it's your family, you have to do what they say. So now you just become a sheep, and that person's a sheep. And it's like, that's why I'm like, no. Between the pyramids, okay, between the pyramids that are unexplainable, between Area 51 and them creating things and doing things, between the fact that we are on a planet in the middle of space and the only oxygen that we can breathe is on this planet, we're spinning around so fast that we can't even feel it. Do you guys understand that? The Earth itself is spinning, okay? Like, super, super fucking fast. I can't even tell y'all inaccurate because I don't want to give y'all false information on here. But it's spinning around super fucking fast. Then it is going around an orbit that is spinning around super fucking fast. That's orbiting around the sun. Nobody's worried about that. Nobody's concerned about the bigger picture of where this is going. What's this universe? Like, that's why, honestly, I mean, say what you want about these billionaires and these trillionaires and these rich people in the world, but they know something we don't. Elon Musk, he knows something we don't. He might be a crazy person. He might be dark or whatever people want to say about him. But he not sitting here fussing about no bullshit that don't really matter. He focused on life and the bigger picture here. He's trying to figure things out that other people don't care about. Now, he might go around it ways that people don't agree, but this is also coming from people that ain't doing shit. That's just being negative. So really, what are you contributing besides your judgment? You know, and I don't agree with everything that these billionaires and trillionaires and celebrities do, but I do respect the ones that want to know the bigger picture of life. I mean, even Stephen Hawking, to my recognition, if I'm not mistaken, said within like 1,000 years, we need to do something about our planet. We need to go off into space and see the bigger picture of things, like, because I'm tired of just sitting here and watching people die around me. I really am. Now we're in the middle of a pandemic where it's like everybody's dying off and getting sick, and there's war between what's right and what's wrong. Like, can we just focus on the bigger picture here? Or is that the point? Are the weak links supposed to die off and, you know, strong people supposed to survive? Is that the point? I don't even know. But what I know is I want to make sure while I'm here, I'm doing things that are positive. And most importantly, the big phrase of life, knowledge is power. I want to know the truth. Not sitting here distracting myself with some bullshit that's going to stress me out and kill me faster. And then I live a life where I live a life of ignorance. Live my whole life and I still don't know what I am. Because, I mean, what are we? We don't know if we mammals or we are aliens from another planet that was put here as punishment. We don't know if we evolved. You know what I'm saying? We don't know anything. We have tail bones. So did we have tails in you know, back in the day? We have this weird thing called an appendix, and it really doesn't serve as any much. People can live without it, and if it bursts inside you, you can die. What is that about? You know, it's weird things about our body that we don't understand. So it's just like, I want to know more than worrying about this racism and worrying about politics and worrying about a vaccine that don't work. And then you got to go get a bunch of boosters, because that's another thing. The whole reason of me not wanting to be vaccinated is due to the fact that if you're telling me that I get vaccinated, I still contract the virus, I still get sick, then I have to come in for a booster, and then a new strain of the virus comes out, and then I have to get a new booster, and another booster after a new virus comes out, and a new strand, and a new strand, and a new strand, and a new booster. How many years are we going to be doing that? 10, 20 years? Oh, I think not. Now, by the grace of the universe, if I do get sick, I'll take the vaccine. But I'll take the current stuff that is going to fight against it. But then, like I said in my previous podcast, there are people that stay healthy, use common sense, social distance, wear their mask, clean their body. And they're not getting sick. They haven't gotten sick. And we still gotta go out here and make money and handle our business. So it just leads back to me saying this whole thing with politics, war, propaganda, it's just a big distraction, in my opinion. You know, I'm not a doctor, I'm not nobody fancy, but I feel like this is just a big distraction. Because we are so intelligent, we so smart, we can do so many things, we create so many things, and yet we so primal and unevolved in the sense. Racism is man-made. All this war and division, and it's man-made. We don't have to be doing this. We choose to kill each other when we all are going to die the same. And my thing is, I'm not going to play with nobody motherfucking life, because we don't know what's on the other side. So I don't want to be sitting here killing off something that look like me, and then it's like, oh, you're going to meet your judgment. You know, I never understood that. And it leads back to what I also said about having a pure heart. I know that the world is cruel. The world ain't kind, the world ain't nice, and the world ain't fair, honey. Everybody will tell you that the life ain't fair. But the bottom line is, we were all born with clear minds and a pure heart. You didn't wake up as a baby and say, you know what, I want to murder black people. I want to hang them up on trees. You were taught that type of behavior. You were taught that type of hatred. You know? And I just refuse to self-indulge in that type of behavior. That's why when black people be like, oh yeah, you know, support us and, you know, fight against the white man, I'll be like, really? But you would be the same motherfucker that stabbed me in the back. And you look just like me. You know, you brown just like me. So really? You know, I, as a kid, you know, I used to support, you know, but I'm like, you know what? I'm not racist. I don't feel that way against white people. I don't walk around and say, ugh, cracker. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that. I've never acted that way towards people. I've never had that ugliness and that darkness. That was other people that had a problem and said, oh, you gotta dislike them because they, you know. No, that's a handful of people did some shit to you, so now the entire race is horrible. That's your perception, not mine. Even getting hurt, listen, even getting hurt by women, emotionally, romantically, getting hurt by a man, emotionally, romantically, that's not going to deter me. I'm not going to say, oh, women is ugly, niggas ain't shit. Like, no, human, hurt people. So when you understand that, you will understand that you are not exempt to being hurt and going through life, because everybody's going through the same thing. So don't take it so personal when you go through something, because it's all the same for everybody, just in different ways at different times. I'm never going to sit here and hate an entire race. I'm not going to sit here and have hatred for people at all, because that doesn't solve anything. You waiting on me to die ain't going to stop you from dying either. So just separate yourself from the negativity and live your life. It's that simple. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. You gotta let it go. But seriously, like, that song was playing for I don't know how many years, and people still be out here murdering people. People still be out here stalking. People still be out here just killing countless people, millions and millions of people every year. Wars and destruction and division. And I just want to focus on the bigger thing here. Because worrying about what I look like ain't gonna stop me from living. And me yelling about the white man ain't gonna stop him from killing. You see what I mean? Like, you just have to live your life. And with that being said, we hurt each other. White people hurt each other. Black people hurt each other. All races hurt each other. That's the same thing with racism. It was really meant for division between black and white people. But then in the end, we end up using it within our own communities. So people are racist within their households. People are judgmental and mean and rude and disrespectful and cruel and manipulative within their own families, within their own communities. So why do I need to worry about the white man when the enemy is standing right next to me? You see what I mean? I would like to know more about the truth in my lifetime. What is out there in space? Is there other life? Are there other planets? If there are, can we get to them? If we lived there, would we live forever? Can we breathe the air? Is that a parallel universe? Like, it's so many other questions that we could be figuring out the answer to. Because whether you like what I look like or not, I'm still gonna have babies, and so are you. We're still gonna populate the earth, and we're still gonna be here generations and centuries to come. So it just leads back to, like, what are, like, really, what are you doing? What are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your energy? And me, I want to do other stuff. I don't think that my life was meant to hate you. My life wasn't meant to waste it on low vibrations and negativity. It's just, and a lot of people live like that. That's why I'm not religious. I'm a spiritual person, because there's a lot of contradictions and confusion with religion. Most religions are very constrictive, and you know, you either do this or death or hell or the demons. You know, it's always a scare tactic. I'm already living, so I don't think I'm damned to live my life. Because everything was already in existence before I was born. It's not like I created it and went against what told me not to. You know what I mean? People come into existence into a world that was already created. So you can't get mad at me for living my life on based on the world around me. And I feel like a lot of these religions are just scare tactics to, like, scare people into, and sometimes people are really that mentally weak that they really do, like, spend their whole life in fear. Like, I don't like that, a fearing God. So I'm about to fear. Isn't that, like, the worst thing to do? False evidence appearing real. That is what fear is. I'm going to say it again. False evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R. Why the fuck am I going to sit here and ingest fear for my entire life and then have a projection of fear through what is supposed to be spiritual guidance? No. I think not. You know, that just, it doesn't make sense to me. Even these other religions are just, they're so, like, it just seems like a man made human, made this book up and set it to be this way at this certain time based off their biased opinions of the world during that period. And then there's so many versions, and it's been changed and this and that. Like, no. Can we just focus on being good people? Can you focus on common sense and instincts? You know, all those red flags that you didn't pay attention to? Yeah, can we focus on following your own instinct and listening to your heart and your mind? Because that they be communicating, we just don't give a fuck. Then we want to go trust outsiders when we should have been trusting ourselves. So, that's the main thing for me. I like being a spiritual person because I make my own mistakes and I live by my own truth. I'm not blindly following somebody else in ignorance. And I'm believing in what makes sense. Respect people's boundaries. Protect your peace. Be positive. Stay as happy as you possibly can. Negativity and stress kills you. It's not good. Be good when you don't want to be. Be kind when you don't want to be. Do the right thing even if you don't want to. Like, there's things that will teach you what to do and what not to do. You know? And I feel like people just don't be giving a fuck. I hope that one day we don't have to talk about this vaccine. And the virus is over. And we can go back outside and we can be, you know, we can be free. Like, I know people outside. I know people doing stuff. But you know what I mean? It's tense and hectic and all over the place. I pray for a time when we can wake up from all this stupidity and come together as a human race and really learn some stuff, because we are still so blind to things around us. And I guess that all I could say is that I hope for future generations we're able to at least make it a more peaceful place. Because, I mean, at least I can say there's slight progress. But with our progress in making things better, we create more bullshit along the way. So I don't really know at this point how good we've done. Because, yeah, we're not, you know, going back to yesteryear ways of torture. But it's still just as toxic. And then you still do have horror stories. Like that black high schooler that got murdered and then they took his organs. Like, that's a whole nother story. But I know Jennifer Lewis was doing the report on him, and you know, she was advocating it a lot. And then, you know, not to mention all the, you know, over the years, what's been going on with police brutality, you know, senseless shootings. The whole thing is just, that's why I don't need to sit around and talk about racism. I see it. I've been living it since birth. I've been seeing it all around me. And honestly, I don't want to live in that reality. Because I look at interracial dating and I say, you know what? Y'all see the world differently and I want to be in that place. Because you know what? Yesteryear is not in a good place, because when they talk about race, they get angry, they get mad, they get guarded, and they don't spit nothing but negativity. I don't want to live like that. Racism is upon us. Live with it, don't let it consume you. That's the bottom line. That white man didn't hire you, get another job. Because at this point in time, if you push the envelope enough, not only will you win your cases in court, but you'll also get that job, and then you won't even have to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are things people just gotta go out the wrong way. Everybody wanna go out and be violent. Yeah, you're not gonna get your way by destroying something and acting like, you know, a crazy person. They're just gonna lock you up. You gotta go out there with strategy. And I think a lot of people don't wanna do that. Take too much work, too much time, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, you got time to be in that jail cell, because you know that's where they want to throw us at anyway. And it don't matter what ethnic group you are. If you ain't white, they throwing you away, period. I mean, we just heard about that Latino driver that got 100 years at first. You know, because unfortunately his brakes went out and 4 people died. But it wasn't his fault. And then they sentenced him to 10 years. But that's still a decade of his life. Like, that's still really messed up. And I hope they shorten it even more. Now, I know people's lives got lost, but it's like, what is George Floyd's murder doing? He in prison. But I guarantee you, he's not being tortured. He's somewhere safe. You know what I mean? Like, they're not torturing him in there. So it just goes to show, like, and then not to mention the old dude that shot all those people in that protest. Just alone. If he was black holding that gun, he would have been shot down by multiple cops at the same time. It would have been like on Set It Off when Queen Latifah got shot. You know, that slow motion. That's what it would have been like. And yet he walks down there, looks at people, looks at the cops, and talks to them. And nothing happens. And he did good in court. All that crying like that, he made his face so red. Look like a tomato. He did really good. I mean, people really get away with murder. A lot of people think, and before you think, oh, nature being racist. No. Let's talk about OJ for a minute. He was black. A lot of people think he a murderer. And he walking around free. You know, a lot of people think, you know, he, you know. So, it just goes to show that people play the system. There are bad people on both sides. Which goes to my main point. I don't play both sides. I don't play any sides.
I go off energy and experience. I don't go off of what you said because your experience is not mine. And ultimately, above all, that is what life is about, human experience, the experience of life. So why you experience just the bullshit? Why don't you experience the good stuff too? You know? It's a lot, fool. It's a lot. I just wish that people understood that time is precious. And I just don't want to waste it. Because talking about all that racism and pain and she did and he did and he said it and she said it, what is that solving? Absolutely nothing. And if we are just meant to live these little short little lifespans, then I'm gonna make sure that I do my part to be on the lighter side of things, meaning I'm gonna continue to have my good heart. I'm gonna continue to be a crybaby instead of an angry, bitter person. Because I'm gonna tell you something right now, as a black man, for most of us, when we go through stuff, it's supposed to be you get angry, you get mad, you get even. What does that lead to? That leads to anger, guns, violence, drugs. That's what I would be doing. Because all my emotions would lead straight to the anger. But instead, I cry like a baby. I reflect, I isolate, and I heal. Yeah, it's a longer process. It's draining. But I'd rather be draining emotionally than draining somebody's skull because I just blew their head off. And now I'm sitting here like, oh my God, I just got somebody. Now I'm on the run. Now I'm a criminal. Now I'm a murderer. Now I regret my life. All because of one big bad mistake. So I appreciate being spiritual. I appreciate being introverted. I appreciate being emotional. I appreciate being the emotional type that I am. Because I know that in any other case, I would be in the streets. I would have negative people around me. And honestly, this street life, this thug life, this gun life, that don't lead nothing but death. Which is inedible because it comes for all love us, all of us, from birth. Once you take that first breath, you are at risk of death. Period. Once you take that first breath as a baby, you are at risk of death at that very second. So why the hell are you playing with your life, your time, your energy? Like, no, absolutely not. You basing your value off of what you look like, based off what society says is acceptable. Do you understand how dumb and backwards that sounds? You're basing your value and your appearance off of what society has said and made up
and adjusts based off the century, the time period, and the current events of that period of life. Because what was popping and beautiful and the thing and hot 200-300 years ago is not now. Come on now. We can look at something from 1901 and we know damn well that, you know, those bathing suits from 1901 was not popping. You know, they weren't, oh my God, that was so hot. You know, there's no way in hell that you would put those on now. And everybody be like, ooh, what the, what's, who that over there? No. So it's like the same thing with society and this whole beauty thing. It's so vague. It's so stupid. It is forever changing rat race. So what if you don't look like the celebrities? They don't even look like themselves. You know how many alterations they had to make for them to look the way they do? And instead of you loving your own skin, you trying to look like somebody who ain't them themselves. They don't even look like that. Protect your peace, protect your energy, protect yourself. At the very least. Because all this extra hoopla is just a bunch of boobla. Okay? It just... Knowledge is power. Patience is a virtue. And life is too short for the bullshit. Let's try to do better for the next generations. Let's try to do better for our kids. Let's try to do better for ourselves. I know there are other people out there that think like me, as far as wanting to know more of life than just the humdrum of the negativity of life. Because a lot of this negative stuff we made up centuries ago and we just kept it going. And now it's just a part of human life. Now it's just a part of human daily routine, existence, perspective. Like, it's really annoying. I have a whole perspective based off of centuries of ignorance. Don't nobody see nothing wrong with that? It's the same reason why you can go to college or go to school or go to work or travel the world and you'll meet somebody that looks completely different than you, got a completely different race, come from a completely different background, and you connect with that person genuinely, honestly. And you got people that look just like you, and you feel so alone, you feel so distant. Which goes to show that racism is a man-made negativity and bullshit. Because we don't naturally hate what is us, our own species. You don't naturally hate your own species. We just look different. We are different mutations from different places and different races and different parts of the world. Like, that's it. Now, if we might be able to figure out why we look different if we would stop killing each other and figure out what's what. And stop burning history and destroying it. But there's a reason for that. Because somebody knows something and they're trying to keep it a secret. Which leads back to what I'm saying. All this war, politics, And the vision is just a big distraction. And I hope one day that I can find a little bit more truth to my life than I know now. Just remember, guys, above all, if you don't care about, you know, all the space stuff that I'm talking about, or you don't care about, you know, the bigger picture, just focus on being better people. Heal your past, heal your wounds, heal yourself. Be better people. Be kinder. Show more love, show more compassion, forgiveness, walk away, let it go. Give it time, have patience, have respect, set and respect boundaries, meaning set boundaries for yourself and respect others. If all else fails, stick to the basics. Because I feel like at least if we focus on being good people, we'll at least have our foot in the door. As far as having the first step in the right direction. But worrying about what I look like and division and politics and religion, all that shit's a big distraction. In my opinion. Stop being a part of the problem and be the solution. If you don't like me, don't talk to me. If you don't like what that person looked like, don't date them. If you don't think I'm cool, don't hang out with me. If you don't like my music, don't listen. If you don't like what I wear, don't look at me. If you don't like the way that I sound, don't listen. It's that simple. You don't have to go around killing people because you don't like them. Just walk away. Because we all on this planet, we all deserve life because we were giving life and we exist. And you have your right to be here, and so do I. So let's live in peace, separately, without having to kill each other to do it. It don't have to be peace and harmony, but it could also, but we can also have boundaries and respect. Because I feel like peace and harmony is a bit unrealistic. There's too many people, too many opinions, too many contradictions. But we can at least respect each other's existence as a human race. As a species, I feel like we should at least be able to do that at this point in time in our civilization and in this time period. As we come to a close, I just want to say thank you all for listening to another episode of Late with Nate and listening to my crazy rants. Thank you for all the new listeners. Most importantly, if no one has told you today, I love you. Peace, love, light. Good night.